They get PTSD from the blue shell noise, you know, like we all do. No, that's not why I'm scared. Why I'm scared is that no matter what I do, if I do everything right, they will still end up being like a serial killer or something. So here's my idea. I'm just going to adopt, just so I have an out. Like, Netflix comes to interview me. My worst nightmare. And they're like, well, your son, Jeffrey Dahmer 2, is at it again. What happened? How'd you raise him? I was like, well, when you adopt a kid via Craigslist, you kind of roll the dice, you know? Shit's going to be weird. Yeah. So they buried Kobe last week. By the way, I've been using this joke for like 2 months now, and this is gonna be the last time I tell it, because right now it's getting old. I know, but it's a good one. Anyway, they buried Kobe, and I'm not gonna joke about him. I'm not gonna joke about him. I'm just gonna joke around him. That's what my dad did. Not to Kobe. See, I was at a visitation with my dad one time. And he was like, you know, it was his best friend. And he goes, you know, that fucker still owes me like $50, right? And he told that joke to everyone at the funeral. Went up to the wife and was like, your dickhead husband just had to die from cancer, paying all that money for chemo. He couldn't even give him my $50 back. She laughed, don't worry. She got his humor. But that, like, that's what I want to do about Kobe. Because, I don't know, I feel like we need it, and we still do. And also, Kobe doesn't really give a shit if you joke about him. If you think about it, he's busy. Like, he's playing one-on-one with Jesus Christ right now, alright? He's been doing that for a month. I don't know, I like to picture, like, Jesus just came out wearing an NBA get-up. He's got the headband on his Jufro, because, you know, and that's a ball in his hand. He's like, you got to play to get in. His daughter's teaching Anne Frank how to cross. I'm just kidding. She's in hell. Because she's Jewish. They all go to hell. They followed the wrong God. Anyway. Now, what if she was in hell? Well, let's think about it. Like, what if Anne Frank was in hell? Like, all right, think about this. So, when her diary came out, her dad put it out, but he also did some editing to the diary. Because it had, she had talked about getting a period and her sexuality, and he looked at it and went, ugh. And so he took it out. But what if the true reason was because she was anti-Semitic? What if that was the reason? Like, she was just a self-hating Jew? And honestly, at that point in time, I don't blame her. Being a Jew wasn't exactly fun, you know? She wrote in her diary, it's like, I hope Hitler does a good job. I don't know. Does anyone have any kinks out here? Woo! You? Oh, yeah. What's yours, bud?
You ever have sex with, like, pitch black
darkness?
Lit.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
No, it's not. It's right.
Okay. Your sex life is disappointing.
Oh, it's very sad.
Now, that's the weird thing about kinks is that you, like, you never know when they're going to come up. You never know when you figure it out. Like, you could be getting arrested, and they pin you to the ground, put the knee in your back, and they go, shut the fuck up! And you just go, oh. And that's your kink! Justice. I found out my kink the other day. I was hanging out with my dog, shut up, and don't worry, it's not that.
I was hanging out with my dog, and I love my dog, but he's a little weird. He's kind of like a cat. He likes to get in front of you when you're trying to do shit. He likes to present his asshole, like, right here. One day I was laying in bed, and he did that, and I was ignoring it, because that's what you do. And he went, he farted in my face! I go, ah! And it was in my mouth, so I ran to the bathroom. Start gagging. He comes up there, shitting, grin, just like, hey, that was a good one, wasn't it, Dad? And I knew I had to get him back. Because I feel like you can do that with pets. You can't do that with kids. That's another reason I don't want to be a dad. Like, if a kid shits on me, I can't just go, here, you deal with it. So what I did was I ate Taco Bell for 3 days straight. I prepped. And I was in the shower, and I had one ready. So I got out, didn't even dry off, got him to come up to me, and I just laid it on him. Like an old, angry white lady just laying on a horn, man. It was just like that. And here's the thing about my dog I didn't know. He's a one-upper. He licks my ass. You never know when the time comes to find out your kink, but it's always at the weirdest times, man. Thank y'all so much for coming out. Y'all leave it weird! Leave it weird! No, for real, thank y'all so much for coming out. Give it up for your honorable host. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Everybody, get our hands up again for Nolan, everybody. Nolan, he's talking about his kinks. I was like, this definitely sounds like Mississippi behavior. Possibly. You guys having a good time tonight? Nice. You guys ready for your next comic to come up?
Yeah.
Nice. So I got one guy coming from Arkansas, Little Rock. So definitely give him a great round of applause as he comes up. Give it your hands of applause for Alexi, everyone.
What's up, everybody? Hello, hello.
Hello.
Good job for Mullen. One more time. He came from Mississippi. Mississippi. I've been to Mississippi once, and I got diarrhea there. So, I don't know about Mississippi. I didn't even eat there. It was just, in the air. So, anyway, I'm not from here. I'm from the country of Chile, which makes me a Chilean, right? You guys are from America? You guys are?
Yes.
No. Yes. Americans, yes. Americans. I like people's denominations, you know? Like, people from Spain, we call them Spaniards. Or people from Norway, we call them Norwegians. You know, it sounds kind of cool. And there are some hard ones, like, how do you call people from San Marino? San Marines. Or people from the Vatican? Pedophiles. You know, there's so many others. There's so many others that are really good too, but not as good as that one. Anyway, give it up for yourselves for being here. And for everybody that's here, that includes Jesus. Good up for him, he's here too. He's everywhere all the time. Which kind of makes me think that Jesus might be the only Middle Eastern person whose permanent presence doesn't make white folks uncomfortable. He's just there all the time and you guys don't give a shit. You guys even let him into your hearts without making him take his shoes off. Like, that's... You've come a long way. So this is great. Learning English was kind of hard, you know. People, at the beginning, people didn't give a shit. They were kind of mean, you know. They would yell at me, "Hey, speak English!" I was playing the other day, and I was carrying the ball, you know, and I was running, and like a gazelle, you know, passing players. And then this Mexican dude came from behind me and took the soccer ball away from me, you know. And I stayed there, like, thinking, like, what can I do to get this guy?
Deport it.
What can I do to make sure this guy never takes the soccer ball away from me ever again? And I know some of you might think, like, okay, how could you say something like that about one of your fellow immigrants? That's because you don't understand soccer. That's all it is. If you understood, you'd understand. He'd do it to you too. So anyway, I woke up this morning, and like every morning I look at my phone, like everybody else. I open the Weather Channel app to see what clothes I need to wear for that day, you know? And but today, I opened the app, and there was an offer. There was an ad for the Weather Channel app premium. For $9.99, whatever, you can get, I don't know how it works, but you can get the Weather Channel app premium, and I started wondering, like, holy shit, like, what is it, like, does it come with extra sunny days, like, what, do you get a whole week of snow in the winter, can I just change the weather, like, from 100 to 30, just fuck with people? And I kept looking at my phone. I like looking at the news in the morning, you know. And news have been kind of weird. Like, I was reading this article on NPR. And it was about a research study on kids. And it stated that kids see bearded man as stronger, but unattractive. And I thought, well, that is good. That is great. Because I was not trying to fuck kids. I was not like wondering, oh, how could I look better for these toddlers? Like that was not on my mind. And who is funding this research? That's what I want to know. And the other thing is, like, why are they putting this information out, like, on the internet? Like, you know who also loves the internet? Pedophiles, yes. That's their favorite place! That's their favorite place! And NPR is like, hey, so, having trouble with those troublemakers? I got some hints for you, man. You should try sharing that beer. I don't know. So anyway, I mean, I like keeping up with the news. I read them a lot. I was reading about the Harvey Weinstein case. Dude, that guy is fucking disgusting. He's like a human hut, like Jabba the Hutt. With all the hair and all, ugh. So gross. One of the stories that just shocked me, just really fucked me up, that was this one woman, he invited her to his office, and then he locked the door, forced her, put her on top of his desk, opened her legs, pulled her tampon out, and performed oral sex on her. And it messed me up on a personal level. Because I always thought that I love pussy. Turns out I just liked it. I clearly don't love it, man. I'm not going that far. I don't love it as much as Harvey. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, vagina love now has a whole new meaning. Like, you gotta love it in sickness and in health. According to God's holy ordinance. The news are crazy, bro. We got coronavirus now going on, right? We're all gonna die, which is fine. I mean, we saw it coming. We came from China, right? Man, everything's made in China nowadays. Fucking shoes, the season. They mass produce everything, even negligence. There you go. All this shit going on around, man. And it makes me think, like, as an immigrant, you know, it makes me think. all the things that are going on around the world, you know, makes me think, like, maybe it's a great time to get deported. Maybe. Hello, ICE? Yeah, I need a ride home. I'm sorry. Coronavirus is coming, so come help me. Any weed smokers in the house?
Yep.
Yes, okay, thank you. Don't make it awkward for me, for myself. We got medical marijuana in Arkansas, which fucking sucks. It's like 5 times more expensive. No. But I like it, and here's the thing, I like reading about it, you know, and finding out what's going on and new trends and everything, you know. I don't vape anymore that much because it was killing people, you know, and I care about my health. I care about myself, you know, and so I just now smoke regular stuff. But I saw this one article that, like, it was a study, and it said that there's now this trend called high sexual. I don't know if you've read about it. It's called high sexual, and it's when guys smoke weed and they get high, they get homosexual thoughts and feelings. Which is hilarious because I smoke all the time. Like, I'm high all day. Like, I usually smoke with just me and a buddy, but, like, just us by ourselves. And that has never happened, you know? That has never happened. And I started wondering, like, how do you bring it up? Like, how do you, like, you're just smoking around and you're like, oh, man. I'm getting the munchies already, man. What do you want to eat? I want to eat your ass. Whoa, man. I'm saying we should go out and get some food. That's what I'm trying to say. We should go out and get some dick. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, do you guys like dogs? Let's do some more cute stuff. Okay, there we go. We got some material for the front crowd. I love dogs. I have my dog, but my own dog. Her name is Beasley. I love her. And I try to get her the best shit, you know, the best food. The best food in the market is Blue Buffalo. I don't know if you've ever seen it at Kroger or whatever. It's one of the most expensive ones. And I don't know if you noticed this, but on the bag it says, love them like family, feed them like family. Which sounds kind of cute, right? But I think we need to stop saying that dogs are family. Because they are definitely not. Because, like, to me, I would never treat my family the way I treat my dog. You know, like, I would never put a rope around my nephew's neck so he doesn't run away from me at the park. Like, I would never serve cold, dry food to my family in a bowl I haven't washed for, like, 3 months. And yeah, I serve them water, but there's a bunch of their own hair laying on top of it. They don't give a shit, I don't give a shit. Just keep drinking. Like, I would never, ever put my grandma in a cage when I'm not at home. So she doesn't shit on the floor or piss on the couch. Would never do that to her, man, I can't. Because she's dead. So, even if I wanted. Anyway, my name is Alexi, you guys have a great night. Thank you for your host.
Like that, I had a conversation with my sister the other day because she was asking me, do I want a new pair of shoes? And I was like, yeah, I would. And she was like, oh, come on, order some shoes off of Wish. And I was like, that is a death note. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Man, talking about overseas and stuff like that. I do a lot of reading and stuff myself, you know. And I've been reading a lot when they talk about overseas in London and places like that. That the people have been fucking the immigrants and the natives as they come across the bridge, right? And me, my personal thought about it, I was like, what's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, everybody need a little National Geographic dick and titties from time to time, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. That's how I see it, you know? We're talking about teenagers. Teenagers drink more water than normal. Right? That's bullshit. I ain't never seen no kids walking around drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Like, teenagers more healthier than normal, drinking water. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I need to change my lifestyle. Maybe I should drink water too. They created this stuff called youth water.
right? You part, that sounds like something for me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm 30 now. Like, you got to get all the energy you can. You know what I'm saying? For real. So I hit up Walgreens. I went to Walgreens. I said, hey, y'all got some youth water, teenage water, something like that? And the girl, the lady, she looked at me and said, teenage water, youth water, what are you talking about? I said, youth water, I'm trying to live. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my energy up. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I need a youth water, bitch! You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to ride skateboards and fuck all night long and shit. You know what I'm trying to do? You know? Y'all have a good time?
Yeah.
Good. Y'all ready for the next comic to come up?
Yeah.
Definitely. Give your hands a round of applause for this next comic coming up. Tommy Oler, everyone.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Okay. Hey, happy to be here. Who else is happy, huh? We doing good tonight? Yeah. Fuck Nashville, right? Fuck them. I don't care about that tornado. Good. That's what I say. Good. I'm happy it tore through. I'm just so tired. They're gonna get all these benefits and stuff over there. I'm jealous. This is why I say fuck Nashville. I'm jealous. All my artist friends and all this stuff, they're gonna get to work these benefits with all these famous people. I'm gonna be looking at my Instagram, my friends will be like, hey, here I am with Dave Chappelle at the Grand Ole Opry. Fuck you! I'm happy it tore it up over there. Good. Damn it. Nashville, it's like the pretty girl with the black eye, you know? Bitch, you're still pretty, huh? And rich. Get over yourself. Nashville. All right, let's talk about the internet. Internet. I was over at my parents' house recently. Went over there, and they're renovating my old room. And I said, what are you guys going to turn this into? My dad goes, we're going to turn it into the computer room. You remember the computer room? Yeah, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, we didn't have a computer room. You had the computer corner that was just in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what you had, the computer. That was back whenever you had to ask permission to get on the internet. Remember that? Hey, can I get on the internet? No, I gotta call my sister. Damn it, Mom. Gotta call Aunt Stephanie. Now, but that's back when you got on the internet and you saw the web pages had like glittery font and a silver background. You're like, this is a website. Look at this. You had to highlight the text just to read it, you know? Like, this is how you do it on the net, huh? This is what you got to do on the web. You scroll all the way down to the bottom and there's a counter. Do you remember the counter that told you how many people would visit the website? You know? You saw like 1,000 people? What? Is this Walmart.com? This is the primary source? What is this? Holy hell, 1,000? Every time you looked up a picture of Stacey Keibler and loaded line by line like that, you got to the top of the vagina and you're like, I can jack off of this, I can do that. Unzip right there. Now the internet's got all these algorithms, you know, that track what you do and try to give you ads based on what you search, you know, and they always throw a little bit of shade at you. You know, I read an article about how many cats is too many cats for a 900-square-foot apartment. Now Reddit is showing me ads for apps that will help me not kill myself. I follow an Instagram page that just tells me all about fast and loud cars, and I'm seeing ads on there for erectile dysfunction. Have you heard of that? Have you seen this for Hims? Have you seen that? Yeah? Yeah? You know, that's generic Viagra Hims. I got some. She got a little bit. Hey, if you make it to the bedroom, she wants it hard, all right? Do it. This ain't the NFL juice, huh? There ain't nobody test. She's not going to give you a piss test. Get hard in there. Make it hard. It doesn't matter. Make your dick look like Randy Savage, huh? Oh, yeah. Make the veins pop. Red. Hard. Unsightly. Scary. Heavy, you know, that heavy dick, that's what she wants. Give it to her like a hard potato out of the ground, huh? Don't give her that mashed potato dick. You want to get in there with a foom, not a You don't want to hear squish. Why am I stupid? That's what I wanted. Why am I stupid? Now the damn girl with an IUD. Who's got an IUD, huh?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. She wants it. Blast in her. That's what she wants. Give it to her. Huh? Hot loads, cold loads, she wants it all. Give it to her. Huh? That's what the IUD means. We know what it means. She wants her cake and eat it too. All icing. Huh? Give it to her. No cake, just icing. Give it. Do it. Oh, a Twinkie, not a toaster strudel. All right, cool. Fill her up. Cream pie. There you go. Let her push it out. Take a look at it. Let her waddle to the bathroom, huh? Around, sir. There you go. Oh, two of them. Hey. Charge them double. All right? $10. $10 a piece. Bring her up in my set. IUD. Yeah, that's fun. I love the confidence that IUD gives women. I think it's great. Because, like, whenever you're having sex, you'd be like, oh, where do you want me to come? You know, you still do that, even though I got the idea. Where do you want me to come? You go with IUD, she's like, inside me? You know, like, you're the dumbass, you know? That's what I love about women, is that even whenever you're inside of them, they still gotta talk to you like you ain't shit, you know? Like, that's the best part. I got here, yeah? No credit? It's gonna last 10 more minutes because of the attitude. I was that close. We're gonna get back into it now. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for the ID. I've got to lower the abortion rate now. But we need them. We need those abortions. Alabama, you hear this? You hear what they're doing over there? If you get an abortion in Alabama, women, they will give you 99 years in prison if you get an abortion in Alabama. Can you believe that? Fellas, now's the time to get that crazy girl pregnant and drop that bitch off in Birmingham, right? You go to her and that whack baby, huh? I said whack baby, I didn't say black baby. I put words in my mouth. Right there. I didn't say get rid of her and that black baby. That's not what I said. I know I just said it, but that's not what I said. You having fun?
Yeah.
Fellas, one thing I learned in dating is that if you're dating a girl and she tells you her least favorite body part, that's the part you say you like the most. Okay? But she's like, my titties are flat. And you're like, girl, I love pancakes. All right? Next time you mow the butter, say, I'm going to IHOP, and jump right in there. All right? If she's got stretch marks, next time y'all are fucking trying to stick your dick in one, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, girl, that's so pretty, I thought it was your pussy, huh? Also tell you like her eyebrows. Do that. Girls like getting told they have good eyebrows. I think they like getting told they can draw, so do that. You draw really well. You draw well too, good job. Well, least favorite part of my body is my ass. I got a really hairy ass. Hairy ass gang, make some noise, huh? Yeah, there we go, hell yeah. You don't act like you don't have a hairy ass. You clean? Disgusting. Whoa, what do you do, nair? Huh? Beat? Are people still using that, nair and beat? Gosh, you shaving it down there? You just have a perfectly, it's nice, huh, smooth?
Remember the Y scene from Fight Club?
Yeah. That's it, huh? Well, she made a reference that wasn't from 1999, but cool. Hey, remember Fight Club? Yeah, I do, I'm 31. Yeah, I remember. Hey, that press scene, do you remember that? Yeah. Gotta impress someone. You got a really hairy ass. My ass is like two Home Depot carpet samples became a person. Like, if I sat down bare ass on this floor and got up, it would sound like Velcro. That's what it would sound like. And this is concrete right here. That's how hairy it is. Awful.
My wife
I like my ass is the sentient part of me. You're just talking my ass's back right now. This is who I am. I'm my ass's back. This is Tommy back here. That's who I am. Anybody a bully in high school? Anybody do that? Huh? No? Cool. I guess that was the only one. I didn't know I was a bully until much later. I thought bullying was physical. You know, I thought it was shoving a kid into a locker. I thought it was giving a wedgie. I thought it was spraying deer piss on kids wearing Crocs. Like, that's what I thought bullying was. I had no idea words could hurt, you know? I had no idea calling the gay Mexican kid Jose Cuervo was a bad thing. You know? That was awful, you know? Nowadays I call them Cuironavirus, huh? That's whenever you sneeze and a little bit of cum comes out of your butt. That's Cuironavirus. A little bit too disgusted. I was a real big bully. I got told a story of something I did when I was in eighth grade. I delivered a paper to a seventh grade class. Teacher took it. There was a kid in there. His name was Adam. He looked at me. He goes, look at you, Tommy, being a teacher's pet. Two words, you know, the little baby insult. But I felt like that gave me license to burn his life down. So I was like, hey, Adam, at least I'm not an idiot who has to repeat the seventh grade. And he got sad and he looked down and I said, Adam, Adam, Adam. And then he looked back up. I said, do you know what an idiot is, Adam? I said, an idiot is someone who's so stupid. Is someone who's so stupid that if someone doesn't believe that they're that stupid, that makes that person an idiot too. So if you go home and tell your mom that someone said this about you, and she goes, oh, Adam, you're not an idiot. That means your mom's an idiot. And then he got sad and kept looking down. And I got the paper and I left. And here I am now doing stand-up comedy. I queer on the life. And I decided to look up what Adam's doing now, and it turns out he's dead. He got drunk one night, went out, drove his car, and drove and crashed it. He's a fucking idiot. All right, I'm Tommy Olin. Thank you very much. There's a spaceman with a spaceman show.
Give a round of applause for Tommy Oler, everybody! Okay. So, let that be a lesson to you. Don't drink and drive, because you will be a fucking idiot. Man, you guys having a great time?
Hell yeah!
Yeah! That's, I love to hear that. Any weed smokers out here? Woo! 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 There's a handful, everybody else got jobs and shit. Nobody want to say anything. You know, me, I spoke a lot. You know what I'm saying? I spoke too much sometimes. You know, and I realized this shit the other day, that I spoke too much. I have a friend, he's partially blind. And I asked him, I said, hey, bro, we were riding. I said, you remember how to get the wing stop? He pulled a pin out of his pocket and he started tapping my dashboard. He was like, that way. And I was like, all right, cool. We went straight to a ditch, you know, but we DoorDashed them ways though, so it was cool. You know, I said, sometimes you get to an age you gotta break up with your friends and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And a friend become toxic, stuff like that. You know, I had a friend CJ, I had to break up with him. You know, he's in a wheelchair and shit. He's an alcoholic. You know, and I told him, I said, CJ, bro, you can't be doing that shit. You're gonna kill yourself. You know what I mean? You kill yourself. You can't be drinking like that. And he was like, ugh. I'm just sitting and chilling anyway. I'm like, touche, my friend. Touche, you know? But like, see, if you drink cheap Coronas and shit, you'll get yourself in a lot of trouble, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hanging out with him. And we roll up on this other guy and shit. And he's beefing with this dude. You know, he had real issues with him, you know? And he looked at me, he said, hey, because this guy's in a wheelchair. He looked at me, he said, hey, I'm about to go kick his ass. And I was like, what a nice choice of words, my friend. You know, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to see how this shit plays out. Y'all seen Transformers 3? It was kind of like that. It was a lot of sparks and shit, not a lot of kicks, though. Y'all ready for your next comic?
Yeah!
give a round of applause for this great comic. She hosts an open mic here every Tuesday, so you can come out here and get your laughs in and everything like that. Give a shout out and a round of applause for Jadea Driscoll, everybody.
Nathan Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. Nathan Jackson! I just got off work. I didn't even know I was coming up tonight. I really did not. So I'm just going to do my time to get out of here. I just got off from work. I worked at Starbucks. I have just a bunch of money now that I started working at Starbucks. Like, I have just a bunch of disposable income. So I got the money. I got the money that I make working at Starbucks, you know, I got that money. And then I got the money that I make from selling Adderall to all the teenagers that I work with. So I got a lot of money now. That is not true. That's not true. Just for the record. I would never sell Adderall to a teen. Would never sell Adderall to those teens. I had a girl on my first day, 17-year-old girl, she asked me if I could sell her a Xan. And I was appalled. I was like, I'm not going to corrupt you. You know, I'm not going to corrupt the youth. So I sold her half a Xan, but I charged her twice the price. And when she came back and was like, Judy, I think you overcharged me. I said, yeah, that's why you don't do drugs. That's why you don't do drugs. That's not true.
That's also not true.
The reality of me working at Starbucks is I do not have any money because I'm too busy buying Adderall from all the teenagers that I work with. That's the reality of the situation. Yeah, right there. People think that I can't dance. People have seen me dance. This is my uncle right here. You've seen me dance. Can I dance?
Yeah.
He was a little unsure about that. He thinks that I can't dance. But the truth of the matter is, I can totally dance. People have just only ever seen me practicing my signature move, which just so happens to be called offbeat. That's the truth of the situation. I don't know how to twerk. Twerking is my arch nemesis. Okay, it's my biggest foe. It thwarts my efforts every time. It's my arch rival. Like, if I'm Wile E. Coyote, twerking is my roadrunner. Only instead of like me like painting the side of a rock so it looks like a tunnel, I'm just like getting guys really drunk so they can't tell the difference, you know? And so I deal with it. I just like change my club behavior, you know, because I don't have like a big ass, so I don't like attract dudes in the club. I have to like find other ways to attract men. I have to attract a certain kind of man. So what I do, I go into the club, I sit at the bar, and then I pull out a copy of Michelle Obama's autobiography. And I hope that I will attract the right kind of man. And then we get to the dance floor, and we start dancing, and instead of twerking, I start proof walking. I do that for two reasons. One, it establishes that I have rhythm. And two, in case anybody in the club was about to get to shooting, they think that I'm a gangbanger, and I keep the entire club safe. Okay. That's the whole point. Let's do it. I recently had a schmorschman. I had a schmorschman at the schmorschman clinic. I had one of those. And I'm not going to get all preachy or like political because it doesn't really matter like how you feel about it or how I feel about it, really. It just, it happened to me and it was terrible. Like, it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Finding out that I was pregnant was like watching a horror movie that I had never seen before, but like I knew the baby died at the end, you know? You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just sitting there like, I wonder how the writers are going to write out this baby. I don't know. I wonder how M. Night is going to twist this one. I have no idea. How's he going to twist this one? And I remember, as it was happening, I'm like sitting on the toilet. I'm doing it. I'm pushing it out of me into the toilet. I'm aborting and shitting. And at one point, the pressure, it's so great on my body that I have to vomit. So I get up and I vomit. And as I vomit, the force, it forces out like a tiny little piece, I guess, onto the floor. And I look at it, and I think, like, yo, that's the realest fucking thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. And also, can I put this in my mouth? Because it looks very squishy and red, and it would probably be an excellent source of protein. That's all I'm saying. Okay, y'all want to hear about me aborting? Y'all want to hear about me aborting? I got pregnant, though. I got good pussy. That's why I got pregnant. He couldn't help but bust. He couldn't help himself. He had to bust up in there. Because I got good pussy. I got that good. Got that wet. On the streets, they call my pussy Rubber Ducky. It's clean, and it sounds like this. Wah, 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 wah. That's silly. Who cares? Let's keep doing it. Woo, woo! This actually happened, and my uncle is here, and he can confirm. Okay. So last 4th of July, my granddad came out, and he said, oh, you know, I used to do a lot of crack when you was a baby, Judy. And I was, like, surprised. I was, like, shocked. I didn't know. And I thought he was, like, telling this to our whole family. And then everybody else in the family was like, oh, yeah, you know, Jerry can do some crack, boy. Man. That's the crack man right there, Jerry. He can do some crack. And I was like, what? My granddad was the crack man. And then I thought, that explains what happened to my Easy Bake Oven when I was a little girl. That explains it. And then they told me, she told me that a crackhead stole it. I just didn't know that she meant him. The crackhead stole it. Okay, thank you guys very much. You know,
a round of applause for Dan Driscoll, everybody!
Judy was talking about having family members is like that. I have a family member that's similar in that aspect. I have my Uncle Jerry, and like, my Uncle Jerry, he's like,
what's that man name?
What, see? See, Jerry's, man, I'm telling you, they be rough. Jerry's be rough, you know what I'm saying? Like, my Uncle Jerry, he a whole nother breed of person. Like, if you drink Hennessy hot during the daytime, you know it's an issue with this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I mean? Like, oh, but he's the type of person that when he comes to a party or something, and he see you, he be like, hey, what's up, nephew? What's up, nephew? I know you got that weed, nephew. I'm like, damn, you know I do. I'm trying to get my good stash. You know what I'm saying? He always asks me crazy questions and shit. You know what I'm saying? When you smoke with old people, they act like weed is a Pokemon or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit evolved and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, what's this? Oh, what's this, nephew? I'm like, well, this shit called Charizard, you know what I'm saying? It's fire, though, you know? My dude got all the strains, I'm trying to collect them all, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do. Alright, we got two more comics for you guys tonight. You guys ready for your next comic? Give them hands, clap for Eric Osmond, everybody.
Who hasn't had a little crack, right? I mean, clearly I have. I hit my crack at the Cordova Medical Center, but you know, stuff can't front them. So I knew my drinking was out of control when I got pulled over by the police. I was in an Uber. I just rolled down the window, you know. The Doppler effect. Oh, cops are bastards! You know, loud enough that he could hear me, you know. He was like, excuse me, sir, did you say what I think you said? I was like, no, I actually said that all 40% of cops beat their wives. It's true. You know, don't look at that beat. No, don't pull it with me. It's true. You know, we have a wife beater, you know, that what's actually called an A-shirt. A wife beater should be a police uniform. You know, like, that's what we should call it. Moving on from that one. I guess I'm going to tell you that I'm canvassing for Sanders, right? Like, it just, based on that last joke, I'm obviously canvassing for Sanders. And they give you a little script to read when you're just a pretty boilerplate, you know, predictable script, you know, just go something like this. Hey, what's up, cucks? Vote for Bernie, I'm going to steal all your shit.
Goes along like that.
But seriously, guys, blue no matter who is not a political slogan. It's what pansexual people who are into choking said. Death Grips isn't a band, it's why we need a safe word. I knew there were going to be a few of those. fellas, be honest. Is it weird to wear your girlfriend's PJs to bed? The employees at IKEA think so. They asked me firmly but politely to leave.
What else?
Reasons my girl stopped sucking my dick. Hey, baby, I know you said don't do this joke. But I'm doing it. reasons my girl stopped sucking my dick. The cat touched her foot. Her favorite commercial is on TV. Trump's still president. Reason my guy stopped sucking my dick. His wife walks in. That's really the end of list. You'll pull it away from me while you can't have queer comics in Midtown. Y'all expected this. I'm the token queer. Deal with it. All right, here. So coronavirus has really changed people's opinion about Medicare for All, I really believe. Because now it's like, just the rich people have suddenly grown new hearts and minds, I don't mind if the poor people die in a gutter, but one of them might breathe on me. You think when God wears sweatpants, you can see the outline of his dick? You think God treats sorting souls like a chore? Like, it's like folding laundry to him? Vishnu comes in, she's like, God, you have two hampers full of unsorted souls. Can you get on that, please? And he's like, okay, Vishnu, I'll get on it. And sits back, watches football. Vishnu's like, God damn it.
What else?
In my situation, God's dating Vishnu. It's all extra hands. You guys, that heaven is for real kid is growing up. He's growing up. He might have died once and seen God when he was 8 years old, but I have a feeling he's going to die at 30 and that's going to be it for him. God might be real, but so is heroin. I mean, when you peak at 8 years old, there's no way to go but down. I'll leave you guys with this because I got the lighter. So I'm a teacher. I teach second grade. Well, you're concerned, right? It's not any of your kids, I promise. Shit. Well, we'll see how the rest of this joke goes. Alright, so I'm a teacher, and the hard thing about being a teacher is being a queer teacher, because it's only a matter of time before some uninformed asshole goes into the office and is like, I don't want that man teaching my kids. That man's going to turn my kids gay. He's going to turn my kids gay. Turn your kids gay? I can't teach them spelling. turning them gay requires one step, and it's biology. I'd have to be some kind of magical gay wizard. I'm not fucking Ian McKellen. not in Lord of the Rings, not an X-Men, not even in Cats. Not a good ass Harry Potter.
Give a round of applause for Eric Ogden, everybody. Eric said he was a teacher. Everybody was like, Dubois? Dubois? I didn't know Paul Bunyan was teaching our kids. What? Y'all give me a round of applause for this next comic that's coming up. You guys, headliner tonight, right? Y'all not clapping. Get some hands clapping. Give it time for Doug Dillon, everybody.
Hello. Hello. OK. okay, that's coming from there. Okay, good. The mic cable goes that way, right? The stand is here, but the cable goes that way. Everyone else has dealt with that just fine. Okay, no problem. I smoked some crack earlier, too, and I gotta tell you, it's got me. So you're Judy's uncle there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and your name is Jerry?
No.
Oh, okay. You reacted pretty heavily when he said Uncle Jerry.
No, my stepdad is
you. Oh, that's convenient. Okay, that's right there. It's right next to it. How are you guys doing? You guys are from Greenville, not Greenwood.
Carroll
County. That is neither of the things I said. Okay, cool. Yeah, Greenwood? Greenville. Neither.
It's Greenwood.
Greenwood. Okay, fantastic. We got that established. It wasn't fine, but we know it. We know it now. How are you guys doing? Good to see you guys. You guys wandered in later. That's great. You're here for this. That's fantastic. You guys are the band here, right? Yeah, what are you guys called?
Sleeping Finn.
Sleeping Finn. Are you the Sleeping
F-I-T,
Finn?
F-I-T.
Sleeping Fit.
Yes.
Sleeping Fit. Okay, do you guys have one of those electrolysis machines that you put on that works out your muscles, and that's why you guys are all in such good shape?
You can drink a beer while you're doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. How are you guys doing? You guys have been here the whole show. You guys been having a good time?
Yeah, great.
Oh, fantastic. You got to be a little more enthusiastic than that. That's just, I've been smoking weed, you know, but you guys have been in here the whole time. Have you guys been having a good time so far?
Yeah,
all right, there we go. My name is Doug. It was Eric earlier. He said he was canvassing for Bernie. I would have been doing that, except I did it for Bloomberg because it pays better. Okay, that was. Finance a car off that bitch. People came up here, they talked about coronavirus. My goodness, that's a scary thing. My parents are talking about coronavirus. You know, the president is definitely a bad employee, okay? Like, we hired a bad employee, but sometimes bad employees can really rise to the moment when the pressure's on, you know? And coronavirus, that's a big deal. And what did he do? He had a press conference about what he's going to do. He said, all right, the coronavirus, it's very bad. A lot of people have been talking about how bad the coronavirus is. Me, I don't know the coronavirus. I think it's a bad guy. Meanwhile, CNN has posted pictures of Trump at Kanye West's birthday party with the coronavirus, you know, just hanging out. He's like, I don't know the coronavirus. But we're going to be great. We're going to have a great thing we're going to do about it. All right, here's Mike Pence. Mike Pence is going to handle it. He just put the vice president right there. Y'all aren't laughing because you're scared. That's okay. I feel it's a hell of a thing. Memphis is a good place. The weather has been pretty decent. You got to go out today. You got to walk around in a hoodie. That's good. I like that a lot. Because we get told we have four seasons. I think it's a bunch of bullshit, right? Like in school where they tell you, I don't know what kind of schools they got in Greenwood. Maybe they're better. But here in Memphis, they tell us winter, summer, spring. You know, what's the other one?
Fall.
Fall. Okay. I was going to say autumn, but I didn't go to public school. So, you know, I got a whole thing. You know, winter, spring. So even my school's like, you got it wrong. That's not the Memphis seasons. Memphis seasons is too hot, too cold. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The rain. And allergy season. That's what we got. That's our four. That's our four. And if you're lucky, you can get all four in just one day. You know, you get all of them in one day. The rain. The rain is insane around here, right? It's crazy. Sometimes the rain gets so bad, it creates a thunderstorm with hurricane-style winds. Have y'all been around for these? We had two of them in the past 10 years. Remember what they called it? They called it Hurricane Elvis. Fuck yeah, all right. No, that's great, man, because we got a whole bunch of famous musicians from Memphis. We're going to have the greatest hurricane names. Fuck Irene. Fuck Katrina. Fuck all this bullshit. We're going to have Hurricane Jerry Lee Lewis throwing great balls of fire downtown. And then coming around and, like, fucking a younger hurricane that it's related to. You know, like, that's a whole thing. You guys don't know that about Jerry Lee Lewis, or you don't want to admit the truth? It's on Wikipedia. Check it out. Married his cousin. They did have two. They had one came through Hurricane Elvis, second one they called Hurricane Elvis Part 2. It's very unoriginal. I don't like it. They missed some great opportunities, you know? The best one of all, to me, is Hurricane 3-6 Mafia, of course. That.
Yes.
Like, what would be better than the newscast for Hurricane 3-6 Mafia, right? They always got a guy on the scene. You know, they go to him and we're going out to Doug. Doug, where are you reporting from? Well, Bob, I'm at the club. What kind of damage has Hurricane 3-6 Mafia done to the club, Doug? Well, Bob, it tore the club up. What? It told the club! What? It told the club! Motherfucker! The comics back there are mad because they've heard it about 100 times. That's why that's happening. Man, that'd be... I tell you, you just go back to the guy, all right, we're going to continue our coverage of Hurricane 3-6 Mafia, the hurricane that really whooped this trick. Okay. Are you guys are from Greenwood? Who's from Memphis in here? Is the band? You guys, Judy's relatives? You guys not from Memphis. Where are you guys from? Oh, you're not from Memphis either. Sure, let's talk to you. What's up? You're from Mexico, like just you came in today?
Yeah.
Well, that's really nice of you, just to see the band, my goodness. And you got comedy too, bonus, worth it, okay. Cool, thank you, glad for coming, glad you're here. Where are you guys coming from?
Mississippi.
Oh, okay, well, that's not nearly as exotic, but all right. Mississippi. Cool, are you guys from Greenwood also, or are you also here to see?
We're actually Nolan's brothers.
You're Nolan's brothers? Of course. Of course. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. So, from Greenwood, and maybe also from Mexico, I don't know what kind of news you get. You guys are familiar with the giant structure we have on the river there, right? The pyramid, the 350-foot tall pyramid. It is now a Bass Pro Shops. Yeah, okay, you were mouthing it, you know, good. It's 350-foot tall, gigantic, neon green fucking fish right there. Like you see it, right? Like there's a duck head underneath it. It's hard to miss. I'm always so baffled by this whole thing. I just don't understand it at all. And I looked it up, and they spent $75 million to build a pyramid on the side of the Mississippi River in 1992. And I thought, wow, don't you have to have like a city council meeting to decide some shit like that? Like, don't you have to get together and, like, have a talk? Does somebody have to say, okay? Like, well, how does that talk go? Yeah, man, you're like, oh! God loves Bass Pro Shops at the pier. He's like, I bet somebody in there is talking about fucking Bass Pro. I'm gonna grab my shit right out here. I just, What kind of city council meeting do you approve something so ridiculous? It wasn't even Bass Pro Shops. They wanted to make it an arena. You know, they wanted to play basketball inside of it with the Tigers. It's not an Egyptian fucking animal, but what the hell ever. I mean, I don't... Like there has to be a guy, right? And he sits there and he says something like, all right, we've got a proposal before the council for a $75 million, 350-foot tall metal pyramid on the side of the Mississippi River. I guess there is a connection to Egypt there, maybe Memphis, Egypt, which was the city of the dead, and our murder rate is super high, so I get that. I understand what you're talking about with this particular thing, but that's okay. We can let them finish. Everybody's distracted. I'll get back to Bob. And then I figure they just looked at Bob, right, and they said, well, Bob, we know it'll look great, but could we do anything with this structure? And Bob just said, I thought we could play basketball inside of it. At which point, I have to imagine that the guy in front said, well, would monster truck rallies be a thing, too? And he's like, hell, fuck that! I know, it's distracting. Let me talk to those guys in just a second. It's cool, man. It's cool, man. Everybody's having a good time. The Bass Pro Shops of the Pyramid has a real river inside of it. A real river. They have real live alligators in this river. If you see a bratty kid, you can just kick them a little bit. And they're fucking gone. You don't even have to worry about them at all. It's a fantastic thing. Is anybody married in here tonight? I feel like I'm going out on a limb. Oh, right there. Are you married to her? Fantastic. You guys, are you married to each other?
No.
Okay.
And you're married to her? Oh, you brought your wife on? That's so nice of you. Yeah, I appreciate that. How long have you guys been married here?
Obviously, 4 years
this year. He's going to settle down in just a second. It's going to be fine. I don't want to be a teacher, you know? I'm not going to be like, hey, buddy, get your fucking head out. I'm almost done. And you guys, when you guys come up, it's going to be so loud, you won't even know what to do. It's going to be fantastic. You guys are married 4 years. You said it's been 4 years?
It's going to be 4 years.
It's going to be 4 years coming up. That's great. You guys have been married for like Oh, no, you're not. Oh, just
I'm
her.
I'm not married to her.
Oh, you're not married to her. Right.
28.
28, but to someone else who's not here. So it's going really well.
Yeah, really well.
It's fantastic. And you're doing good? You're married to somebody who's not here for 28 years?
Yeah,
awesome. Okay. What about you guys? How long have you guys been married? 2 weeks?
Wow.
Fuck yeah, fuck for that! My God, 2 weeks! It's fantastic! And you guys are out on like your first post-honeymoon date. Wow, what a... This is going great, man. You guys are riding the cream of the crop.
Alright.
That's good, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you put in the effort. Yeah, you gotta put in the effort, man. You gotta, because this is a long haul. You know, you guys have been married almost 4 years. You guys know 2 weeks, maybe not. 28 years, you guys definitely know. You get married, you get into some fights, right? You get into some serious fights. You guys didn't always, yeah, well, Judy hadn't even been married. She fights with everybody. You know, so like, you guys in a relationship, right? What are you guys at, 6 months, 8 months? 2 months. Oh, y'all are still fucking great. Okay. Y'all are still going all night long. That's fantastic. He hasn't even told you about the herpes yet. Like, you guys are going to go. Smiled and nodded at him. Like, she turned around and looked at him, and he was like, "Brr." And then she turned back around and looked at me, he was like, "Yeah." You can't be excited, man. You gotta feel some shame. Being married, get in a relationship, you get in some fights. You get in some fights, you get in an argument, start talking loud like that guy is right now. Yeah, no, I hear it, man. It's fine. I got a microphone. You know, he's having a good time. He works here. It's okay. You get in fights and they're so intense. Sometimes you guys know for sure because you guys are right with me. You say stuff you don't mean, right? I did that one time. I was in a fight with my wife. You guys are gonna want to hear this. I was in a fight with my wife and I said, "You know what? I'm done. Just suck my dick." And she totally did, you guys. She totally did. I'm not saying that she just like pulled my dick out and put it in her mouth, like, to prove a point. She fucking did the whole job. She was like, "Fuck, yeah, I'll suck your dick." Like, you ever get in a fight where, like, they just say the opposite of whatever you think you want them to say? So she's like, "I'm like, suck my dick." She thinks I'm gonna expect her to say no. So she's like, "Yeah, I'll suck your dick." She fucking did the whole thing, start to finish. This part is important. Because when she was done, she continued her argument. Which I lost, because it's very difficult to argue when you are already asleep. Alright, you guys, my name is Doug Gilliland. Good night.
Stage. I'm here to play some great music for you guys. So definitely give a clap for Sleeping Fit as they speak to some of you guys.
Can we get another hand for Nathan? Can you see what's your eyes, man? Yeah, what the fuck is the next song?
Once again, thank you so much for having us out.
Blood pressure. Thank you guys so much for coming out. One more time. We'll be right back.
this one. This one's called
Hands Tied.
Yeah, this one's called Hands Tied. Let's try it again, because Darian can't hold a drumstick.
Yeah.
play. We're sleeping with it. This is kind of a new song.
I said, because we're like, we're out late, we play a show, you can play it on Saturday. Or it feels like Saturday, but it's Friday.
What?
Feels like a Sunday to me.
Okay.
This has
any right.